Lift him up, October 27. Always a witness in the church. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. God has never left his church without a witness. In all the scenes of trial and proving, of opposition and persecution amidst moral darkness, through which the church has passed, God has had men of opportunity who have been prepared to take up his work at different stages and carry it forward and upward. Through patriarchs and prophets, he revealed his truth to his people. Christ was the teacher of his ancient people as verily as he was when he came to the world clothed in the garments of humanity. Hiding his glory in human form, he often appeared to his people and talked with them face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. He, their invisible leader, was enshrouded in the pillar of fire and of cloud, and spoke to his people through Moses. The voice of God was heard by the prophets whom he had appointed to a special work and to bear a special message. He sent them to repeat the same words over and over again. He had a message prepared for them that was not after the ways and will of men, and this he put in their mouths and had them proclaim. He assured them the Holy Spirit would give them language and utterance. He who knew the heart would give them words with which to reach the people. There never will be a time in the history of the church when God's worker can fold his hands and be at ease, saying, "All is peace and safety." Then it is that sudden destruction cometh. Everything may move forward amid apparent prosperity, but Satan is wide awake and is studying and counseling with his evil angels another mode of attack where he can be successful. The contest will wax more and more fierce on the part of Satan, for he is moved by a power from beneath. As the work of God's people moves forward with sanctified, resistless energy, planting the standard of Christ's righteousness in the church, moved by a power from the throne of God, the great controversy will wax stronger and stronger and will become more and more determined. Mind will be arrayed against mind, plans against plans, principles of heavenly origin against principles of Satan. Truth in its varied phases will be in conflict with error in its ever-varying, increasing forms, and which, if possible, will deceive the very elect. Our work must be an earnest one. We are not to fight as those that beat the air. The ministry, the pulpit, and the press demand men like Caleb, who will do and dare. Men whose eyes are single to detect the truth from error, whose ears are consecrated to catch the words from the faithful watcher. The world needs evidences of sincere Christianity.